For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Governor Mike Parson has laid out budget cuts for several departments due to the coronavirus. Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what departments will be affected.
Parson says the state is planning to withhold at least $180 million in planned spending because of the economic effects of COVID-19. He estimates between now and the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, there will be a $500 million hole in the state budget, and cutting back on spending is the only way to help balance it out.
COVID-19 has had serious impacts on our anticipated economic growth, and now we are expecting significant revenue declines.
Parson says he is hopeful there will be $315 million from the federal government to help fill the holes. The Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development is expected to see the biggest cut. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Backers of an effort to legalize recreational marijuana in Missouri say the campaign will likely not get on the ballot this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. John Payne, the group's campaign manager, wants to extend the deadline for collecting the signatures beyond May. But state election officials say that deadline is determined by the Missouri Constitution. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is calling it an ill-advised April Fool's Day joke, referencing a letter that circulated among social media that said students whose schools are closed to slow the spread of COVID-19 will have to repeat a grade. Agency spokeswoman Mallory McGowan says education officials' phones started ringing yesterday afternoon.
Couldn't be more disappointed that someone has taken their free time to create the document, especially given how much anxiety so many of our students and families are facing.
McGowan says Missouri students will be able to advance to the next grade despite school closures. Coronavirus cases in Missouri are rising at an alarming rate, but health experts say it's too soon to know if the state is emerging as one of the next hot spots for the pandemic. Health officials say Missouri has 1,581 confirmed cases as of yesterday, a jump of 19% from Tuesday. Missouri's first confirmed case was reported on March 7th, and its second was March 12th. 2 weeks ago, there were 24 confirmed cases, and 356 just a week ago. Confirmed cases have more than quadrupled since then. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.